Welcome to your daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online. It's Monday, September 9th, 2024. We have some intriguing stories from industry today. Let's begin by looking at a unique case that highlights how travel insurance coverage is interpreted differently in various circumstances. A passenger from Australia recently appealed for coverage from Lloyd's Australia after his flight from Palermo to London was canceled. Unfortunately, his claim was denied. In an interesting twist, the cancellation wasn't due to weather or strike action, but because the flight crew exceeded their legal working hours. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in, agreeing with the insurer that crew hours aren't akin to strikes. Still, the passenger was awarded $2,000 under a delayed flight clause, an important reminder to thoroughly understand the limitations and interpretations of our insurance policies. Moving to the property market, a recent survey by Finder reveals some alarming figures. Over 1.4 million Australian families, that's more than 40% of homeowners, are dealing with mortgage stress. In the past 6 months, about 13% of households have missed at least one mortgage payment. If you're counting, the average owner-occupier loan is now hovering around $634,479, an eye-opening 9.3% increase over the last year. With housing costs becoming a major stressor and savings ratios dropping to a mere 0.6%, it's clear that many Australians are feeling the financial strain. Times are changing, and we can see how dramatically in the Australian trades profession. Tradie Graham Tomkinson shared that he now rarely uses cash in his work or personal life. His sentiments are echoed by mechanic Harrison Lockyer and builder Stephen Susamlis, who are also seeing a shift towards EFT POS and a distinct decline in cash usage. With ATM transactions plummeting since 2008 and bank transaction fees biting, the familiar tills might become obsolete by 2030, predicts Graham Cook from Finder. Lastly, let's touch on the broader economic picture. Despite the economic slowdown, the Reserve Bank of Australia is staying its course. While controlling inflation is the top priority, demand for goods and services keeps outpacing supply, making interest rate cuts tricky. Our economy grew by just 0.2% in the June quarter, with a yearly growth of just 1%, the lowest since 1991, barring the pandemic period. This scenario is leading to more challenges with inflation, as high interest rates continue to stress low-income borrowers and the cost of living. That wraps up our news summary for today. Keep up to date with all issues affecting your personal finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, and I'll be back with more updates tomorrow. Stay informed, stay financially savvy.